Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome back to BS Talk episode 141. Irv, how are you doing today?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We got into it at pregame show. Probably take up way more time than we should have, but so be it. But we're here now, right?
Had to get the mind going. You know what I mean? Like, I'm tired. You tired. It's been a long week. So I think that was the best thing. So you get the brain going. You get to understanding the topics. So you're not just like, yeah, I think that team is that team. And that's it. Like, you give a little more detail, a little bit more description about your thought process about a team. So I feel good. I feel like that was necessary.
I think hopefully we can remember a lot of that show or a lot of the topics we talked about to bring it to the show, because it was some good stuff, especially about the NBA. But anyhow, let's get into the Twitter polls. Twitter polls, you can find out BS at BS underscore Irvin Cam. Again, that is at BS underscore Irvin Cam. Same with our Instagram. Which recently traded player will have the bigger impact on their new team for the rest of the season? Gordon Hayward, Grant Williams, PJ Washington, or Buddy Hield? That came back at 35.3% said Buddy Hield. And to be honest, I'd have to agree. I think the other three, PJ Washington was really overhyped, in my opinion, with media. I was like, what has this guy done? Why are they hyping him up like he's a 40-point game kind of person? This guy averages like 10 points or 12 points a game, and they're hyping him up to be like the next great thing, like a Jalen Brunson. And I'm sitting there like, no. No offense, PJ, but you ain't that guy. Grant Williams trade, Dallas moved on for him because of the drama. And Gordon Hayward, well, he hasn't even played. Has he played a game? I can't even tell if he's played a game.
Yeah, he played. No, he played a game. He played a game.
He old and over the hill. So
No. He looked good. He wore rocking the number 33. You know, that age number. He ain't no young
old boy. And over the hill. But the biggest impact player that it's going to make is Buddy Hield, because that's a shooter on a team that needs another shooter with the 76ers. You have Maxey there. You have Hield. When Embiid gets back, that's a pretty good looking team right now. And Buddy Hield was at the beginning of the season, the highest 3-point percentage shooting. So
I disagree with you on that one. I actually think Grant will have the biggest impact from last night's or a couple of nights ago fight with the Golden State Warriors. I think his impact is felt immediately. I think he's the most impactful with his extracurricular verbiage and activity.
Yeah.
If y'all didn't know, that was sarcasm. I actually think PJ Washington will have a big effect on everybody in the regular season. I think Gordon Hayward, like you talked about, will have a bigger impact playoff wise on those young guys understanding playoff mentality, different things of that nature. But he did. He played against the Washington Wizards. Gordon Hayward, he had 8 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and he only played in 14-ish minutes, almost 15 minutes. So he did his job. Bismack Biyombo is on OKC now? I didn't even know Bismack was there.
Yeah.
You remember Bismack?
Yeah, I remember Bismack. I remember he did pretty well back in the day. What team did he do well for? Was it the Pelicans?
Nah.
No, it was Raptors.
It was the Raptors or Magic. But remember who gave him that big money? All that money?
Was it Hornets? Jordan?
They gave him a dang. I was like, wait, we talking about Bismack Biyombo? Y'all paying him like he going to be out there uber dominating. That's defense right there. That's shot blocking, rebounds. Maybe a couple lobs every now and then. But, yeah, Gordon played last night. He's still rocking that 33. I'm proud of him, man. You know, he old man, too. So, you know, he came in there like, I need the number 3, the number 4, 6. He's like, give me 33. I'm fine. Give me a double digit. Give me closer to my age with this number. I don't need to be young.
Yeah. The other question we had, did the Chiefs expose Brock Purdy lack of arm strength in the Super Bowl? That came back that said no. 50% said no, they didn't. And 50% said next season we'll tell.
Ooh. I was having a conversation with, was it Faustino? Forgot who I was having this conversation with about Brock Purdy arm strength. Was it you and me?
Yeah, we had it last episode or something.
I had it with somebody else too. And I was like, I don't feel like, maybe it was a coworker. I was like, I just don't feel like he can develop that kind of arm strength to like zip it in. I think he's still a good quarterback, and I think he'll still thrive well in that system. But height wise, you can't change your height. You know what I mean? He ain't gonna grow. He done with that. And then arm strength wise, can you really get stronger arm strength wise? Is there really enough that you can do to become a quarterback that can throw a dart? Just, I mean, straight dart on the line, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So, we'll have to see next season. I don't think he has that kind of arm strength. I still think he's a good quarterback. And he's really good for that team. But would you be surprised, Cam, if they looked elsewhere because they want a quarterback who has a
No.
stronger arm, a little bit bigger?
No, because it's the contract situation. I think Brock Purdy is perfect for what they want there, and with that contract being so low, you could put like better assets around him, which we talked about before. Like everybody wants that young QB because of the salary cap. So, yeah.
You think they go get somebody else, just for training camp purposes? One of these guys who, what was the backup quarterback name for the Bengals? Because he showed a lot of moxie, and I said they were done, and they sure were not done. You know, that backup quarterback played really well while Joe Burrow was out. So that's a guy. If the Bengals don't keep him, he goes out there. You bring him into camp, could be a guy who could compete. I ain't saying he's gonna start, but I mean, push Brock Purdy to be better. And that's the whole point of camp, is finding guys that can push each other to be the best version of themselves for that starting job.
Yeah, I think there's you're gonna stick with Purdy, that's for sure. But I don't like I think we went back and forth with the arm strength, and I think we'll see him next season if they have any more downhill throws. Really quick, we're gonna get to the NFL. I had a there's some hypotheticals going around like on the internet right now. I saw on Instagram that I started laughing at, and I'll bring it up in the NFL topic. So, but that's gonna be do it for our Twitter polls. You can find our Twitter polls at BS underscore Urban Cam. Again, our Twitter polls can be found at BS underscore Urban Cam. All right, Irv, what do we hit up next?
Okay, so we're going to drop down. Cam, do you have any updates for MLB or NHL at this time?
MLB started their pitching and catching crew that is has joined the game now, and joined the game. They have started excuse me. Sorry, I had something that the pitchers and catchers have reported to camp I think a week ago, and now they started their spring training games actually. And with that being said, like the Dodgers, they didn't even play their best players and they blew out the other team already. I know it's spring training, but is it what we can expect from the Dodgers all year? And then also there is a new kind of thing they're trying out in the MLB with like MLB showcase of their run up and coming prospects of each team. So there's some kind of, and I don't know exactly how it is, but how it works, but apparently you can, there's going to be a way where these young prospects are competing versus one another in these MLB showcases. I think maybe team versus team. So I'll look more into it to see what it kind of entails, but yeah, it's supposed to be supposed to get people interested in the young upcoming future prospects, and especially on their team, but also have them tune into some, spring training games. NHL, I unfortunately didn't get to catch too many games this last week. I know I saw that the Las Vegas Knights got blown out versus what's their call what they called on Thursday night, they got blown out versus Maple Leafs. And I thought, the Knights were at home. I thought they would have put up a better fight, but Maple Leafs came out there just chucking the puck up there because they got 7 goals on the Knights, and the Knights tried to come back, but they only got 3 goals and could not completely come back. But I'll tune in because it's coming down to playoffs hockey soon, just like the NBA will start playoffs at the end of March or in the April. So you'll see me become more and more of a hockey fan. I know today's games consist of the Blues are playing the Red Wings at 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. So hockey's all day, few NBA games, so I'll be tuning into those hockey games, and hopefully I can give you guys better updates as we go on and get closer to playoffs. That's all I have there. Let's go to the next topic again.
All right, so We're gonna skip college basketball just because right now we both agree. Like we're watching certain teams, but I ain't watched enough of it to really give an input on a particular team or player. Have you? Just I don't want to put you in the boat that I'm in. I haven't unfortunately watched enough for men or women's basketball to. You
I
good?
have
You good?
I have not watched any men's or women's basketball. A lot of these, you know me, I've taken an interest in a lot of these sports betting channels and YouTube, and I hear them betting on like college basketball, and I don't actually use their bets. I write them down to see how accurate they are over time. Like I give them about a week to see what it's like over time. And a lot of them have to do with like their player ratings, how fast they move, this and that, and their betting wise. But that's one way I think I would get involved in watching it. But I'm just gonna stick with the NBA and NHL right now. Those are primary focuses, just because my bandwidth and how much time I can invest in the sports. I mean, we all have full time jobs. If this was our job, we would be a lot better at it. That's for sure. So it's one of those where I'm just going to focus on NBA and NHL until March Madness hits.
I'm mad at that. All right. So let's go to the next topic, NFL. Now, we talked about this last week, and I'm kind of excited to hear this because I only put this down for the one topic because I know this is going to be a debate. Part one, let's talk QBs with arm strength or strong arms, I should say. So I'm going to give you the floor for a second. Give me your one. Wait. Do you want to go back and forth or do you just want to, you say one, I'll say yes or no to it as well or what?
I think it's one of those where I think we let's get I think we agree upon some of these. So can we say the ones we agree upon to get them out of the way? Like for instance, Josh Allen. I
Oh,
think
agreed.
we all know cannon.
Agreed. Yeah,
Cannon,
agreed.
we that's not one that's jumping out at us that we're like, whoa, that's one that we're not gonna agree with. Pat Mahomes. I think we
Yep.
both agree cannon, right? Has him coming out of college last year. Played for Indy this Annapolis this last year, but we didn't get to see too much of him. We know he has an arm shakes. We know he has cannon, Richardson.
Yep.
We know he has a cannon. Is he get that accurate? We'll see. Time will tell, because he didn't get that too much playing time this last year because of an injury. But we agree with him that has a cannon. I think those are the three ones that stood out for us. I know you mentioned maybe one last show, which I agree upon as
Lamar
well.
Jackson. Lamar was the one I mentioned.
Okay, so I have him as my one that I wasn't sure if we both agree on, but we think
Yeah.
Lamar, the way he flicks the ball off the wrist and it just goes flying. Yes. You also mentioned Matt Stafford, I believe.
Yes, correct.
Stafford has it. The one that I think you mentioned last time, you said Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Now, hear me out.
Okay.
Are we
Okay.
talking about old Aaron Rodgers, like former Aaron Rodgers when he's at Green Bay, or are we looking at like Aaron Rodgers of now?
Whoa. That's kind of hard to say because last year's Rodgers was still throwing that thing. And now he only had a game in like 30 seconds with the Jets. So I don't know what old Rodgers looked like. But that previous Rodgers from last year and so forth, that Rodgers got the flick of the wrist. That Rodgers got it. To me, that Rodgers got it. He still got an arm, bro. He still can make the tight window throws, the over-the-top throws. Like, there's not, you don't win MVP
I'm not looking
in
for
that
tight
age.
window throws. I'm looking for, can you, this guy just the throwing
Yeah,
power so
Rodgers can just
fast.
chuck it. Yeah, Rodgers can chuck that
I'm
thing.
50-50 there. I'm unsure.
Oh.
If you go Green Bay Rodgers, where you're like, yeah, Green Bay Rodgers when he was just throwing those Hail Mary plays and they'd end up with them somehow, and I was like, how'd this happen? Yes, I agree with you. Arm, cannon. But as the Rodgers, like his last year in Green Bay, and then even I know you watch a little bit of him in at the Jets. I'm unsure still. I guess that's one that we'll have to see put out there to see kind of what happens, in my opinion.
I'm a believer in Rodgers still in regards to arm strength. Now, I'll tell you that last year, Rodgers, young receivers, there was reports that Rodgers don't really get along with young receivers. He was trying to do the little bit of tutelage. Now he was trying to coach him up, but when you know it's your last stint there, you ain't coming back next year. You just gonna sometimes you care, sometimes you don't. But he showed even when he chucked the ball up, you know, if they wasn't running the right route or didn't read the defense the way he read it, he showed to me he still had some arm strength.
Jordan Love looks pretty good with those young receivers. That's all I know.
Now, can we put Jordan Love? Well, young guys got stuff to talk about. You 38, this dude is 22. Y'all listen to the same music. Y'all didn't have the same fruit snacks as kids. You know what I mean? It's hard, Cam. It's
Take
hard to get
Russell's
along.
accent. Yeah,
See? For real.
that's a good
You know what I mean?
comparison. I love
You
it.
know what I mean? Like when I grew up, like my aunt, me talk about it, like my aunt is like my sister. And so she was like, we were having a conversation. She was like, you grew up with like Mondos and Squeezits and Capri Suns. We grew up, that wasn't all like, that wasn't really around. You had different juices and then like chips. So I grew up knowing about Cool Ranch and Nacho Cheese Doritos, right?
Yeah.
Cool Ranch was like a brand new thing. As we grew up, as I grew up, the original one was just nacho cheese. That was it. So me, I'm like, oh yeah, it's always been Cool Ranch and nacho cheese. And it's like, no, it hasn't. Cool Ranch is new. What?
Not
You're
anymore.
lying. That's it's not new anymore. You got like 50 different
Yeah.
bags and all that. But you know what I mean? That age gap, that difference, we had to establish communication. We had to establish a couple things, me and my aunt, because it was like she grew up like my sister, but it was like, hey, you an older sister. Like me and my sister, you know what I mean? My sister is 7 months, 8 months. So what are we gonna talk about? We ain't got the same fruit snacks, we ain't got the same cartoon shows, we ain't got the same nothing. My kids and her are gonna be able to talk about some stuff, but I can't relate to her in no way like that. Not as a sibling.
All right, let's get back on the so you think it's more to go back to the football sense. So you think it's more of Rodgers not being able to relate to his receivers
Correct.
like Jordan Love.
If we stay on football, look at Matthew Stafford. He had a communication issue with his receivers and some of his offensive players because of youth. And his wife had that big blog thing about them being super young and all that, and everybody took it out of context. I don't think that was really a big deal. I think she was just saying her
Yeah.
husband's frustration with not being able to relate to his guys because he's a married man, you know, all those kids, all that stuff. Like these dudes are young, single, trying to figure it out in LA, trying to get their name known. So, you know, it's a level of communication and understanding that's got to be built so you can have a working relationship. So I just think
Didn't
Aaron
look like it
Rodgers,
affected him too bad with Puka and Matt
and
Stafford, my
but that's
man.
what I mean. You get it
Yeah.
together though. Cooper Kupp and him, they all got it together. You know what I mean? Tutu Atwell, the running back, Kyron Williams was killing. So, you know, they get it together and it's a whole nother ball game. I don't think Rodgers found that with those young dudes, but Jordan Love, obviously being around the age, found that kind of communication. Hey, bro, let's go have lunch. Let's go do this. What music you listening to? Oh, plug me up to this song. Let's go. Like, you know what I mean? It's different. It's just different.
All right. Back to arm strength. There's a couple on here that we don't know if we agree upon. So the first one I have is Herbert. I have
Cannon.
Herbert has a cannon. So you agree
Cannon.
with that one? Okay.
Yeah,
So
that's
we
a
don't have to.
cannon. What about
So
Joe Flacco? He on there?
I do not have Flacco on here.
Oh, I think Flacco still got it. He
You
showed
know
last
what?
year.
You know
He
what?
was throwing that
I'm gonna have to agree with you on this because that man
butter.
was slinging the ball everywhere.
Yeah.
That one is I'm gonna have to agree with you on for sure. And then ones that went under the radar. I mentioned Baker last week. Baker, cannon.
I don't think he has a cannon.
Oh, Baker's got a cannon.
I don't think he does. He got the oomph. He got that, like, let me turn my hip shoulder. That Dak Prescott in the pregame where he'd be doing the hip flick. He got that. I gotta put my whole body into it. But so I don't think he really got a cannon. I just think he understands, like, I gotta put everything into this when I'm making a deep throw.
So, Baker, I think, has a cannon. Will Levis, cannon. Not
Yeah, he
accurate,
do it.
but
No, not
cannon.
accurate at all. But yeah, that dude can throw a ball of a football. I don't
Yeah.
agree. I don't agree with the Baker one, but I do agree with the Will Levis one.
Yeah. Will Levis, cannon. And then Lamar,
Sam,
we
yeah.
have
What
on
about
here.
Sam Howell?
No.
No,
No.
I agree with you.
No. He just slings it. He just slings it.
Yeah, he
It's
ain't got
not,
that.
he just has to with that offense they run over there. But
Okay, starting quarterback still. We're gonna. I'm. I got because I got a couple. I think I need to. Kenny Pickett.
No. No.
Okay.
No, because you don't want to know why I say no. It's
Yeah, I should do.
maybe it was the offensive coordinator, maybe it was the scheme plan. You have one of the most physical wide receivers there are in the league at George Pickens. And the fact that I didn't really see too many deep ball throws to him. I just don't think he has a cannon.
Okay. All right, so we go. I gotta ask, is Dak Prescott?
What, no, it Because the no, and because we're talking about people that have cannons that are like top tier. You know, these are
Yeah.
top tier cannon people. These, like, I'm not saying
He has a
that
good arm. He has a good
he's good
arm.
arm.
Good
He's got a good
arm.
arm, and it's above average, I think. But
Okay.
the people we mentioned, like Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, Herbert, Richardson, Stafford, those are S. Those are
Okay.
like top tier, not coming down. The tier down would be, I would put Dak there. Like
Okay.
he could throw the deep ball, but these are the guys that are like, whoa. Like,
He ain't overthrowing
these
nobody.
guys are all overthrowing.
Overthrowing, these are a
Like,
guy
they're gonna
overthrowing some. He's a
overthrow because they throw the ball 50 or 60 yards down the field on accident.
Okay, so all right. You got any more on your list?
No.
Okay, so Daniel Jones.
No. Get a next. No.
Tyrod. Okay, so Tyrod Taylor.
No.
Okay. I think Tyrod got a little. I think Tyrod and Dak in the same boat. I don't think Daniel in the same boat, but I think Tyrod would be in that same boat. All right, Joe Burrow.
No, accurate, but not a cannon.
Okay, I give you that. We already talked about CJ. We already said he had a cannon. Trevor Lawrence.
No cannon on him.
Okay.
And honestly, I'm gonna say it now. I think he's overrated.
Oh.
I think coming out of college, he was hyped up this and that, coming out of Clemson. He's had plenty of years, and I haven't seen anything that is ecstatic out of him. Does not mean he, I think he's a good enough quarterback to be in the league and a starter. But as for one of these quarterbacks that is the next big thing, I think he's overrated.
I like him. I think he's got a good
No.
arm. I don't think he has a cannon. I think he's good arm, good system, accurate guy. He's got to have that package. You know what I mean? Everything lines up. Like he can make the short intermediate throws, probably what he does best to me, but deep passes, you know what I mean? He's got to be one of those guys where he doesn't put a lot of air under. He chucks it up because that's where his strength is going to go, and his receiver's gotta go get it. You know, it's not
Yeah.
going to be waiting up there for him. He's got to be on running his route at full speed. You got one? All right, the Detroit Lions, Jeff Goff,
No.
Jeff. No, Jeff Jarrett, Jeff Jarrett, Jarrett Jeff,
And no.
Jared Jeff the wrestler, Jared Jeff.
Jared Goff does not have a cannon.
Okay, your boy Justin Fields.
No.
Oh, he just know that one. Kirk Cousins.
No. He
Ooh.
sling. He's like Dak. He's gonna sling the ball everywhere, but no.
Okay, now here's where we get controversial. Russell Wilson.
Seahawks guys, yes.
Oh.
Now, no.
Okay. So age caught up with him.
I think age, honestly, I really think age caught up with Russell Wilson more than any other quarterback I've ever seen. Like if you look at his last years in Seattle, wasn't that great? And then when he's a Bronco, definitely not great. And we're talking about his elusiveness and escapability in the pocket as well. Like if you look at him Seattle when he's younger, he used to remember run all over there. He's elusive. Nobody could tackle him. Now it's like he's not as elusive. He's easier to tackle, and the arm strength isn't there. He also goes through his progressions so quickly that he's dumping down a whole lot more too in the last couple of years. I've never seen such a dramatic. I'm trying to think of what I've seen a quarterback this dramatic have a fall off like that.
I haven't
And I
seen
can't.
in
And
my time
yeah.
frame on watching football.
Which makes me go back to, I think Pete Carroll is such an underrated coach for what he was.
Well, he's gonna be an underrated GM then, or whatever, assistant GM, whatever he's gonna be. So I hope I actually get the Broncos for my team we have to follow next year. I do because I want to know the situation. Like that's a lot of money. If I'm Russell, I don't leave that money, especially being at an advanced age, knowing like teams probably aren't going to flock to come get me. But if you're the Broncos and you have to pay him and he has to stay with Sean Payton and he's going to be a backup, who can you get in there to be the starter? And depending on where you draft him at, who can you draft to potentially come in young guy wise and be a starter or move up? I think they're a very enticing situation to just look at and go, what are they going to do? So I would like to. Hopefully I get them in our wheel spin. But sorry, that's my own personal thing. Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray. No,
I
I'm telling
no,
no right now.
you're gonna say
He
no,
played
but
baseball
that's the
though.
thing. So that's the thing,
That's
and I don't think we got enough to see it last year. I think you will see it more this upcoming year, depending on who they draft and who they fit. So I'm putting him with the Dak right now, and that it's only cause because I've seen it before where
I'll
he
agree
has
with that.
I've seen him throw that ball down the field pretty hard, but this last year you didn't get too many examples of it. And remember, that was my team I had to watch. So
Yeah, for
and
sure.
trust me, I will fully admit I didn't cover them too well this last year, mainly because I was like, I don't want to watch this trash. And you can't like I'm like, come on, if there's other games on that are better, you don't want to watch that team. So
I was gonna ask you about Josh Dobbs. Does he have a cannon? I think he has a good arm. I don't think you got a cannon.
Josh Dobbs has a good arm. I would say average. I wouldn't put him in even in the Dak era. I would just put average arm.
All right. Well, Kyler, to me, Kyler is average, but I think the size of the football, Kyler's not a big guy, not big hands. You know what I mean? Ain't gonna be
Yeah.
sitting there just. So I think a baseball obviously is easier to handle, smaller. So he has a cannon with a baseball. I don't think he has a cannon with a
With the football?
football. Yeah, with a football. It just doesn't work for me like that. I don't
What
seeing
are
him throw, seeing his motion, because he's like Baker. He's got to put his body into it.
Next year we're gonna be looking at not the games, we're gonna be looking at the quarterback to throw the ball down the field or not.
That's true. You're not lying though. I'm gonna be on it. Okay, so Geno Smith, and he just reworked his contract, or he's reworking his contract, which I think is a shame. I think Geno shouldn't
No,
have to rework
excuse
his
me.
contract. Bless you.
I should have muted myself. My bad, everybody. Sorry you had to hear that. Geno
Geno.
Smith. No, not a cannon. No.
Okay. Desmond Ritter, before we leave, because the Falcons,
Ooh.
they, I think he has a good
I
arm.
don't think we could tell by what
I say
we
good
saw
arm.
last
Good
year.
arm right now. Good arm
Yeah.
right now. Give him good arm right now. Because he did throw it. He had a lot of throws, bro. I'm going to say good arm. I ain't going to say cannon, but I'm going to say good arm.
You know what? Somebody I just thought of, like, we haven't mentioned, and I hope we don't, like, I want to mention
Bryce
before we move
Young?
on. No.
Oh, I had to. Go ahead. Who didn't mention?
Jameis Winston.
Good arm.
I think I put him up there with Dak as well, like that tier where he has a good like a good arm, but man, he's so
You
bad
didn't
back
even we
there.
didn't mention Jalen Hurts,
No
the
comment.
starter. I
Another
think
player
Jalen. I
that
think
I
Jalen has
think
a
is
good arm.
overrated.
Okay, well, you think he overrated? I think he's got a good arm.
I
I think he's
think
got
the
a good
media
arm.
hypes him up to something that I don't believe what he is.
All right.
I think he's good at what he needs to do in that role of a quarterback there, but as an arm, I would put him in with Dak. I don't think he's got a cannon as an arm, but at the same time, like I think he's on such a good he was on the last 2 years a really good team that he has made him look even better than he was. It's just frustrating because this is what I would do. If we could replace him with Michael Vick, like Michael Vick when he was, a
No,
superstar
no,
who's
no,
got
no,
cannon.
no, no, no. We can't do that. It
But
ain't
if you do
happening.
that, that's the
The
hype
Falcons.
but that's the hype he's getting is what from the media is what Michael Vick did when he was in his prime.
Look,
And that's
look,
why I'm like, this guy's
look,
not that good
look.
compared to
I
him.
get it. But if you put Michael on that team, I mean, prime Mike with the long braids, even
Yeah.
short braids, short hair Mike, that's a different, bruh. Michael Vick was a whole different animal. I mean, cannon, athletic. You put him on that Falcons right now, you
No, not
can't tell me
Falcons.
they didn't.
Eagles.
Oh, you
Eagles.
put him on. Oh, the Eagles?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said
Oh,
Hurts
nah,
is
bro, it's a wrap.
overrated.
It's a rizap. If you even give an inch of light, you ain't got to worry about tackling
And
him because he gone already. He passed you. You
that's
seeing
my thing.
cheeks. You trying to tackle cakes.
And that's my thing with how the media is making Hurts out to be. They're making him look like prime Michael Vick. And I'm like, no, guys, like he's good. He's good, but he's not something that's a Patrick Mahomes. He's not a Brady. He's not a Michael Vick. He's good. He's got the tush push that everybody loves and known for him, this and that. Can you imagine Michael Vick in that offense? Like
No, because
that's
I don't want to
something.
say I don't. I saw Michael Vick in that offense when they had DeShaun Jackson and he was murdering
That first
people.
play. Remember that first play they had
Just
when he came back
bombs,
out there? It was a
bombs.
play action, just jump back. And man, you want to talk about a cannon? My man,
Everybody was like, who
a
he throwing it
cannon.
to? He threw that to God.
The lefty
And
throws a freaking thunder.
all of a sudden it just sank down. He like, oh, he that's a it, oh, DeSean Jackson caught it and he's out of the building.
He made it look so effortless, that throw too. And
Bruh, he
Michael Vick
not
was
Mike
something
didn't
else,
Michael didn't
man.
go to jail. Mike didn't go to jail over that dog fighting business. Bruh, Mike and Mike would have got to a different team. We could have saw some more prime Mike. Ah, bruh. Couple championships.
What I would do this offseason if I was one of the offensive coordinators, head coach of the Ravens, is I would show Lamar clips of Michael Vick.
Why? Why don't you just bring Vic in? Vic ain't dead.
You're right. Bring
I
him
was
in.
like, Vic ain't dead.
Because I don't want to pay Vic. That's why I'm cheap. No,
I
bring,
think
you're
if
right.
you're
You're
gonna
right. Bring Vic in.
if you paid Lamar that much money, I'm gonna go get with Vic and say how much I need you to come out here and just not even drills and all that. Talk to him. Tell him situations that might require more running than passing. Like I don't want Lamar to be Michael Vic 2.0, but
I do.
hey, I don't, but I'm just saying take the OG and get that knowledge because football ain't changed. Rules have changed, but the game is still physical. It's still different things you can do. And to have your kind of speed relatable to Mike, have that kind of arm talent relatable to Mike could help you out. He'd be like, hey man, back in the day, when I was playing, when I would see a corner do this, I already knew I'm gonna just keep running. I'm gonna keep doing this until I make him feel so uncomfortable. By the time he realizes I'm not even running in the same angle. I'm a bomb it over his head to my receiver. I'm like, just little things like that. Little nuggets that he could give him. Because they'd be paying Kurt Warner like what? Quarter like he's a quarterback coach now, but they used to pay him in the offseason somebody like 50 G's, 60 G's to just go through drills and progressions and all that. I was like, dang. Kurt Warner
Yeah.
making a killing in the offseason.
Yeah.
Get you
Yeah,
about
it's
six,
just
seven athletes, 50 G's, 60 G's a piece. They got to pay their own living situation, bruh.
Yeah. So
All right, so are you good?
I'm good.
I think we should do a part two of this, but we should do it with quarterbacks that are like people like no offense, Zach Wilson, some other dudes that are under the radar. We look up some guys that are backups that got a chance to play, or maybe guys that are backups that what's his name? Trey Lance got a cannon. You know what I mean? He might be one we could say from some games he got a cannon. So just look at some dudes like that. We talk about it later. Let's talk about it later, Cam, a part
Yeah.
two of guys like that. But let's switch to the NBA. All right, Cam. It's hard to get this one out. Why is the NBA All-Star Weekend so bad? Like, where did it go wrong, Cam?
It's trash,
Where,
man. When
like, them
players
in
don't care, players just don't
people,
care.
but them in football, like baseball, make them play well because it's an incentive. You know what I mean? Baseball All-Star game, there's an incentive to win for the NLF and whatever. And ALC? Is it AL?
It used to
The
be an
AL.
incentive. It used to be. I don't think it's an incentive anymore.
Well, back then, the
Yeah.
NL and the AL, it used to be an incentive for them to play in the
Yeah.
All-Star game and actually compete and win. For football and even for the All-Star weekend, it's just bad now. Like the dunk contest, I watched highlights. I knew I wasn't going to watch it. And I knew they didn't. I started looking up the dunk individuals because you remember they used to get guys who you were like, oh, he can dunk.
Yeah.
Gerald Green or Gerald Wallace, not Gerald Wallace. Yeah, Gerald Green. Gerald Green can dunk. Like he's a dunker. He can shoot, but like that dude is a high flyer.
Jason Richardson, before you shoot the
Jason
three, dunk.
Jerson Richardson,
Vince
Zach
Carter,
LaVine.
dunk.
Yep,
Zach
Zach
LaVine.
LaVine, Vince
I
Carter,
would
and
even
you.
put Aaron Gordon.
That's what I was going to say. Who got
He's really
cheated a
good.
couple times? I think he got robbed on one of them. Because
So,
Nate.
I think it has to do with them getting robbed, some of the players where you see better dunks, but also it just became where you're seeing everything. You're seeing it's redundant. You're seeing the same dunks. You're seeing the same thing. And honestly, I don't find it that exciting. The 3-point competition I find more exciting than the dunk.
My cousin said the same thing. He's like, it's just because we've seen all the dunks you can do. And I'm like, we haven't seen all the dunks you can do. We haven't even seen dunks that are quality behind the back, 360 or any like the ones that still make you ooh and aah. We've
Yeah.
seen the I'm a fake, I'm blindfolded or cover my eyes and try and jump over a chair. And I'm not actually jumping over somebody. I'm jumping like not over the head of the person, but like to the side of them. Like, bro, Jalen Brown wasn't even off the ground that long.
This
You
is
know
what
what I
you
mean?
say.
They took the quickest picture I've ever seen.
Do you
It wasn't even.
want me to fix the dunk competition? Do you want me to fix
Yeah,
it?
I want to bring in outside dunkers
right.
from
no,
like
no, 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 no.
No, I want to
no.
bring in the people we see on
No,
YouTube and
because that I
Instagram.
don't care about them. I'm not gonna watch it still because I don't know them. I need to see players I know.
I
And this
know
is what
some
you do.
dunks.
You got you incentivize them. So you get $1 million for a playing competition that really people are making fun of, a playing game or playing mid tournament, whatever. Mid tournament is what it's called. Make $1 million, make it a $2 million reward if you win the dunk competition. Tax free. So whatever that $2 million is on it, they pay the taxes for that too. So it's flat out $2 million no matter what. And the taxes, the NBA has to pay the taxes. The player gets $2 million. Then you'll see young rookies coming out there, young stars coming out there, throwing it down because guess what? They don't have that bankroll yet. They're competing for that big contract next time. If you get $2 million up front for just doing a dunk competition, I think you'll have that's more of an incentive than what they're being offered now. That's my opinion.
I agree with you. I'm tired of seeing the dunks where people aren't even elevating. You know what I mean? Give me a high flyer that's really a dunker, whether it's a power dunk, finesse, whatever. This dunk contest was dudes who was just, they could just dunk. You know what I mean? Even the last one last year was just guys who could just dunk. Like I'm thinking of Blue Beetle. Jaquez Jr., why he in the dunk contest?
Yeah. Yeah, no, agree.
They set him up for failure. I don't mind him being in it, but I'm like, bro,
no,
it's
I
not.
Do. Yeah, I do.
I don't mind him being in it because I understand, like, okay, you know, you might give somebody a shot because you ain't gonna find a solid five guys probably who gonna want to compete and dunk. You know what I mean? Like actually go, but the dunk he did, I was just like, bro, you just threw it off the backboard and dunked it.
Yeah,
I'm not disrespecting you and saying, oh, that was trash, but it just wasn't to the entertainment level that it should have been for an all-star weekend.
Also, the skills competition.
Trash.
Why is that passing through that?
Why can't we go to 24-hour
so
fitness? Because people got sick of them missing the target. Why can't we just go to 24-hour fitness, go to one of the beach places, Huntington Beach? Let's just go find some of the 5'10", 5'11", 6-foot dudes that be doing all that twirling in the air dunking. At least let me be entertained is what I want, Cam. I want at least they don't even have to be on the NBA team. Just go get them. They had a slam dunk competition. Charles Barkley, Shaq, Gary Payton, they was over there. You remember it was like a weird show? And it was that dude who just came out of nowhere, put it behind his back, jumped up underneath his leg behind his back and dunked it. I'm like, bro, go get him. But I don't want to see this no more. Just because you got an NBA jersey don't mean I want to see it. And they pull. So just like, if you have to pull Mac, what is it, McClucking?
That should tell you everything right there.
Macaulay Culkin. If you got to pull him from the D League, G League for a day to give him an NBA contract to put him on the team just for the dunk contest, right, like you said right there, that lets you know this ain't worth it. This ain't doing it no more. Because he was with Philly last year and Orlando this year. I said, he's like two-time dunk champion now. I said, if y'all going to put an asterisk on them bubble and on that bubble ring for the Lakers, which people do, which I don't understand why. A championship is a championship. If y'all going to do that, then put a bubble on asterisk on his for both of them because he wouldn't really compete against nobody. I'm sorry, guys. Just wasn't that entertaining at all.
I think everything besides the three-point competition is just flat-out boring at this point. You like the skills competition, they didn't make it really skillful. Even Scotty Barnes is throwing the ball behind his back because, again, it's a big joke and there's no incentivized. There's no big incentive. The other thing is like the All-Star game overall. Well, you're not giving them anything to compete for.
211 to 186. I don't want to hear nobody say somebody D'd up. I don't want to hear nobody say somebody was sliding their feet on a defense. I don't want to hear none of that about no defense.
What I'm hearing is let's incentivize it where like the winner of that game gets home court advantage for the finals, either the East or the West. And I don't like that either. I think money talks. If you're going to incentivize it, give them money. The one thing I would say is, and the reason I don't agree upon, let me go into detail why I don't agree upon that, because you have players there that could make the finals. Let's just say Sacramento Kings make the finals. I know it's a long shot, but they do have a chance, right? They don't have any players out there that can dictate if the West is going to get the like the home court advantage in the finals. So I don't like that incentive. I like it's going to be money based. And I get that you have LeBron out there that is $40 million player that's like $2 million extra. That's nothing. I don't think I do think that there's players out there that would play more for $2 million though. Would you play? Well, I can't say would you, because I know we both would be like, yeah, we're not in the same boat as LeBron with 40 million a year. But there's got to be a better way, especially the dunk. I think if you do the dunk skills and 3-point competition and you incentivize it with money, you'll be fine. As for the overall All-Star game, I don't know what you do there. I know you can't do what you've been doing though.
Hey, I somebody on Instagram I was reading is like, I have the perfect way to make sure that the All-Star game is competitive. The loser DMs get leaked for All-Star
Yeah,
weekend. I was crying like that's a hell of an incentive for some of them. Hey, we gotta win this game. We can't be down by five. We got to come back.
hold on. Give me a minute. I gotta look up who was an all-star this last year.
Oh, bro, it'd be chaotic. It'd be hilarious, though. Well, it'd be hilarious for us because we ain't got nothing to do with it. It'd be hurtful for their personal lives. They'd be going through something, some of them.
I'm trying to think, like, I'm looking up All-Star Game box score real quick. All of a sudden, you just see,
I think if they incentivize it and say like if the West wins or the East wins, whoever out of those two teams like comes out of the Western Conference or Eastern Conference gets home court advantage for the first game or first two games, because of their respective All-Star team conference winning, I think that's fine.
I don't like that. I
I
don't like
think
that
I think I
because
think that's a start at somewhere. I think that'll give some guys that like okay, even if we the sixth seed or we the playing game and we fight our way up, if we win. If we can win this game now, we put ourselves potentially in a position. If you know you're the seventh seed and you fight all the way up, like the Heat, let's say the Heat fought their way all the way up, they were or somebody in the Heat's organization, Bam Adebayo was in there. They win it for the East. They end up dropping because some injuries, different things, but they're the seventh seed. They end up fighting their way up out of the playing games into the playoffs, through the playoffs again, all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. They win the Eastern Conference Finals again somehow, some way. They get to the finals, first two games is at home because Bam or the Eastern Conference team already had won the All-Star game. So I think that would be an okay incentive, but I like your cash one better. If you had to tell me like, hey, here's options, I like yours as the first option. Excuse me.
going back to your DM leaks thing, can you imagine all of a sudden Scotty Barnes is out there playing some just tough nose defense and
What?
like running
The
that floor up
lineups would
all
be
the way up?
different.
You're
Bruh,
just
the
sitting there like,
lineups would be
hold on, what's
completely
going on?
different. Lineups would be completely different. It completely different. Is Zion was Zion on the All-Star team?
No, but
I was gonna say,
can
boy,
you
if he
imagine these
was,
players like
I was like, he
all of a
already had a
sudden
rough offseason, boy. I don't want to see nothing happen to him no more. His
you're
man.
sitting there like Leonard, Kawhi Leonard, hold on here. Kawhi Leonard is always he's always doing tight game management time in. Why is he playing the whole fourth quarter right now? You're just sitting there, and if you're his significant other, you're over there like, what is going on here? Like if you're their significant others,
Hey,
you're definitely watching this game.
you hear
See
me?
who is giving it their all and not at all. You better, I
Hey,
better not best believe you being
you
giving
hear guys calling out defensive rotations, hollering out, lock up,
it.
lock up. Stay in front of him. I got you. Stay in front of him. I'm on the side. Help, help. Like, this is better than the normal games.
You see people just passing up being an all-star. You know how they have like Joel Embiid was like, hey, I'm injured, I can't play. You have people that are like make the all-star team, they're like, you know what? On second thought, I don't I my wrist is really sore. I think we should go with somebody else this year.
Contusions. You're gonna hear contusions a lot. I got a contusion in my foot, my knee. You're like, you got a bruise?
People are just
Yeah,
not
dog, I
wanting
got a bad
to
contusion. Contusion. I got contusion
I
all in
can't
my
play
knee.
the game. I can't play. You should go to the next person down. You gotta get them to play.
Bruh.
They just don't show up for the whole weekend. They're in Cancun and they're like, ha, look at this guy.
Imagine you get forced to play. You get forced to play, so you got to take the illness. I'm sick. I'm sick. I can't care. Don't put my name on that. Don't put my name in none of it.
You're having like you're having You having like Evan Mobley out there, Tobias Harris.
Bruh. They might be trying even harder because you never know what's going on.
You got Cade Cunningham out there as
well. You
don't
know what's going on in their DMs either, dog. It'd be this everybody trying. Everybody giving 110.
You got good players out there, but it's not as like the superstars in the game.
Bruh, if they're gonna leak your DMs and you've been on some treacherous triflingness, bro, you playing hard as all it could be. Playing for your life. Let's move to the next one. Are you done with this one?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, so the All-Star game, All-Star weekend, all that is over. But now it's the critical time in the NBA where teams got to turn it up. So what teams do you feel like need to turn it on after the All-Star weekend? So what teams need to start going on winning streak, start really getting themselves in playoff position or moving up the rankings, standing-wise, I should say, moving up the standings?
So, I mean, you want to get the – I think you're fighting for tiers and seeds and seeing who you're going to play. So, let's start with the Bucks. The Bucks, you need it. Like, you guys have been looking bad all year long. I don't know what's going on there. I know hopefully Doc Rivers can get things back on track to
nope.
Where they were last year. I wouldn't even like last year during the season, although they're in the playoffs, you guys choked, but you got to get something figured out there. So, but it's, I think the second half of the season, we're going to try to hopefully figure out what the Bucks can do. Top game tonight will kind of dictate how the rest of like we'll kind of separate the top and bottom for the East. You have Boston Celtics playing the New York Knicks. I think that game right there will dictate kind of how the top tier team, who are the top tier teams, because Brunson's been just tremendous and awesome player to see and watch, and the Knicks are kind of fun to watch, and they're playing Boston, which you know is all one of the top seeded team in the East. I think that's going to be it. But teams that need him start making moves now if they want to start playing in this to not playing for the playing games. Yeah, the Sixers, Pacers, Heat, Magic. That's 5 through 8 there. You know, only two of those teams have to play in the playing games. The other two make it in. I think you'll see kind of jockeying for position there. The other two teams that are in the playing games, Hawks, I think, can make noise. Bulls. For some reason, the Bulls win random games and then they lose random games. I don't know what's going on there. It's inconsistent. But yeah, I would say the 5 through 8, like I just mentioned, Sixers, Pacers, Heat, Magic, who wants to be in the play-in games and who doesn't want to be in the play-in games? Because right now, though, I don't think anybody wants to do those play-in games because, you know, less likely. That's what I have for the East. That's what I have for the East.
Well, I'm going to say we'll keep it 100. Boston Celtics are on a 7-game winning streak, right? New York just started their winning streak over again, so they're on a 1-game. I agree with a lot of stuff you said, but I don't think there's really no coming back for the Bucks. And I don't mean it like player-wise, like they don't have the capacity to player-wise. I think all this coaching change, all this trying to figure this stuff out, at some point you just got to simplify it. You just got to go simple. Like, if Doc not going to be there next year, they only hired him for this year. Like, what is this year really then, Cam? You know what I mean? Is it make the playoffs? Everyone says, oh, we want to win a championship. We want to win a championship. But look at the struggles they've been having. Middleton is still out. I don't know when he's returning. So when he returns, Chris Middleton, I hate to say it like this, I've never just been thrust back into starting role and just played. You know what I mean? He's got to be eased back into it from his knee injuries. So it's not like he's going to come back and right off the bat start giving you 20, 25 points or whatever it is he might give you. He come in maybe 15 minutes here, 20 minutes there, broken up over the period of the game. I just don't see Milwaukee having it. I see Giannis still fighting hard. Dame is still fighting hard. But I see Dame as a shell of himself right now. I don't know if that's because he's trying to figure out how to play with Giannis even more or if he's not comfortable and hasn't been comfortable since he got there in regards to like what system is running defensively, offensively, the scheme. They got rid of Adrian Griffin. Players were, you know, more comments starting to come up about players being unhappy with the defensive rotation. Like Brook Lopez was unhappy with it. Giannis being unhappy with it. Also them being unhappy with his offensive prowess and what he wanted to run offensively. Then you get Doc, right? Like that's not, he ain't solved nobody problems in a while. So you go get Doc Rivers for what reason? We don't know. You could have just kept the interim. And now you're sitting here and you're trying to run a whole nother offense, whole nother defense. But he don't run nothing that has a bunch of adjustments. He don't have no stable offense and defense. So for me, I feel like right now they did all their work early. You know what I mean, Cam? They won all those games early. They was going through this fits. We could see them having some trouble, but you think in first year head coach, they can grow. But I don't think it's just that anymore. I think it's a whole lot of different things that's going on. They get Pat Bev. You know what I mean? They wouldn't go trade for Pat Bev. For, I don't know for what particular reason. You didn't need a defensive guard to me. You didn't need a guy who's just like a perimeter defender when you got both Giannis and Brooke Lopez starting. They both can move their feet. They both are rim protectors. You could have just kept the same guys you had and tried to figure it out that way. So I think they're searching for something they just don't have this year. That's just my personal opinion on it. As for the other teams, New York got better, way better. Bogdanovich looked like a whole different Bogdanovich. I don't know if you caught his first game. He dropped 22. It was like 22
Yeah.
points, two rebounds, three assists. I said, okay,
I told you
Bogdanovich.
he'd be traded and be good.
Yeah, but I mean, he came off like, I needed, he's so happy to be out of Detroit. He was
Yeah.
like, whatever you need, Tibbs, whatever you need, just let me know, Tibbs.
Before we get off on the Bucks topic, I want to go
Yeah,
back to
go
why
ahead.
the Pat Bev trade. I actually understand it because
Yeah, talk to me.
Damian Lillard, not much of a defender point guard. Malik Beasley, not much a defensive shooting guard. And then Chris Middleton's out. So you're bringing him.
You got Jay Crowder, though, playing the three.
You do. You have Jay Crowder. You could play three, four, and sometimes if you really, really, really want to go small, five. But Bobby's got that small position too. So, and you know I'm choosing Bobby.
Yeah. You got Bobby. You got
But
Pat Connington. You got a bunch of guys who could play.
you have Pat Connaughton as well. But Pat Bev brings that also veteran experience, vet experience coming in there. So you don't have another. I know you have basically all vets are around, but bringing him as well, you don't
Yeah,
have to.
I'm.
It'll help that as well. I think that's a boost off the bench with motivation. And he's a 3 and D, and he's hit the three quite a bit this year for the Sixers. So I think bringing him over where if you have Beasley out in the fourth quarter, you still have Pat Bev in there for the defensive wise. Or if you have Dame out, which Dame's not sitting out the fourth quarter, you're going to have Dame in. Then you have Beverly in. I don't know when Middleton gets better. Maybe they're preparing if Middleton can't play. Like you said, a bunch of games in the playoffs because of the hurt knee, this and that. But Pat Bev does bring that defensive presence around for the 1-2-3 position. I agree with you with Giannis at the 4 and 5, or with Giannis and Brook Lopez at the 4 and 5 defense. They do move their feet. Brook Lopez, not as good as moving his feet as Giannis, as we know, but those two are pretty good at defending. I think Pat Bev is just going to help him out on the perimeter defense through the 1-2-3.
To be honest with you, I don't see it because, like, no offense, Pat Bev is not is good, and he has been shooting the three very well this year, or yeah, this season. But don't mistake in it. You say you go and get another veteran and all that. You didn't need another veteran. You didn't need a small guard. You already got Dame as a small guard. To be real with you, Pat Connaughton, what's the other dude? Beauchamp, the young dude that they got, they first round draft pick a couple years ago or 2 years ago. They have depth. And they have young guys that can play who can defend. I get it, Doc. That's your homie. You want to get a guy in here who can help the other guys understand your defensive scheme a little better, maybe your offensive scheme. Pat Bev is a coach on the floor, basically. You know what I mean? A coach in the locker room as a player. But to keep it 100, you didn't need him. That move didn't make no sense. You got the pieces. That's why I'm saying I think the Bucks are done because it still don't add up. You go get Pat Bev just because Doc wanted them, that add up. But to say you needed him or you needed something like that, you didn't. They won a championship with almost the same group, just a little bit different when they played the Suns, what, 2, 3 years ago? If not, maybe a little longer, maybe 2, 3 years ago. I don't remember. But to me, I just see the Bucks having so many different holes. It's something else going on over there, and I just don't see them getting right after the All-Star game. They played well against Minnesota this last game, don't get me wrong, but it's hard for me to see them just saying like, okay, we a championship team, and that's what this team is supposed to be. The playoff team, yeah, they are a playoff team. Championship team, I don't think that's it. I don't think that. I think with the coaching change, I think with even the small changes they made personnel wise, that ain't it. I don't think that's it. I'm good with the Eastern Conference though. You can
Yeah.
go.
Western Conference. Do you see Timberwolves holding on to that first place seed?
Nope.
Yeah,
I see OKC sliding on over there.
and I know like Timberwolves had a hell of a season in their first place, but I just don't they don't scare me in the playoffs. I
No, why
just
should they? Why should they?
I've
Tell me
watched
why they
plenty
should
of the
scare you.
yeah, exactly. And that's like exactly my point is I don't feel intimidated by them, but they do have big name players on their team, and I think that's what kind of gives maybe people nervous, but I just don't. When I watch their games, they choke big games, like
Let me
last
tell you
night
what's going
even.
to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen. I can tell you exactly why. They're going to get in the playoffs. They might win their first series because, if they the one seed or if they the two seed, they play a very lower seed. That next one, when they got to play somebody, that second round, Cat going to get stupid fouls like he usually do and foul out in the most important and critical situation. People talk about Rudy Gobert being this great defensive player and all this other stuff. I don't think Rudy's a bad defender. I've always made fun of Rudy because they pump him up to be like lockdown. He ain't lockdown. He is a good team defender who can play, and I've said this, side to side. But Rudy get in trouble because Rudy likes to bring his hands down and get a block instead of staying straight up. Rudy is going to get charged. When you get a guard, especially one of these big wings they might have to run into in the West, they're going to go right at Rudy and draw all type of fouls. And Rudy don't handle certain big men well. He don't handle Anthony Davis like that. He don't handle the Joker like that. He might not even really handle Valanciunas like that. And let's not talk about Sabonis, who can move. Sabonis got good footwork, so Rudy could get in trouble, not because Sabonis is this towering figure. He's bigger than Sabonis, but Sabonis got good footwork. He gonna shuffle his feet in regards to moving side to side, up and under, that kind of stuff. That's where Rudy gonna get in trouble because he's not gonna stay still and just play the role of keep your hands up. He wants to get blocks. He wants to
Yeah.
defend the rim. So I think knowing that and seeing that every year that this team has been together with those two, you like automatically they out of right there, they out. Because one big man can't stay out of foul trouble because he's trying to get blocks. The other one just pick up dumb fouls that you don't know what's it. Like Cat sometimes pick up fouls and you're like, why didn't you just let him go by and get the two? Now you got an and one. Like, what why? So I
Yeah.
think that's why you don't fear him.
Did you watch the Bucks and Timberwolves last night?
Yeah.
Okay, so that game, it made they came back in the fourth quarter, which made it a closer game than it
Correct.
actually was.
Correct.
But they still almost lost to a team that did not shoot the ball that well. Besides Giannis. Giannis shot well, and Brook Lopez shot well. So did Body. But if you look at the rest of the lineup, you're like, you just lost to a Bucks team that did not shoot that great.
No, and I told you when I was, because I like to watch the game and then I like to watch some highlights just to catch some stuff I might not have missed that was a highlight shot. But like you look at the defensive scheme, you look at the offensive scheme, how it's been run. And I told you, they didn't look good still. Milwaukee still didn't look good. There was nothing that wowed me about Milwaukee in this win when I was like, oh man, I saw a Milwaukee team barely, running decent offense, playing okay defense. And then I saw a Timberwolves team that just didn't have it. Maybe their legs wasn't underneath them. I don't know what. And then
Anthony Edwards did not shoot well at all.
no.
Ten for
But
10 for
no,
27.
can't have that. You gotta go to the mid-range if you can't knock down the long ball,
Yeah,
if you can't
four
knock
for
down the three.
12 from 3-point land.
If you can't knock it down a little more consistent, then bro, good. Get your mid-range shot, show your athleticism, do that kind of stuff because you're young, but you
And here's
can't
the
sit there and shooting
here's
threes.
here's the problem I'm seeing is they go to two people to shoot majority of their shots, and they don't trust anybody else. So Anthony Edwards is putting up 27 shots in that game. 27. That's
Yeah,
crazy.
and
The other
Karl-Anthony
person,
Towns.
22. Do you know the third person that shot up the most?
It should have been Jaden McDaniels in my mind.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
I know. Was it what's his name? Naz Reid?
Yeah.
Yeah,
The
I'm it
next
should have
closest
been
one
Jaden
was
McDaniels.
10. The next closest one was 10 is Reed, and he's coming off the bench playing 23 minutes. So it
Yeah.
doesn't seem like they have a good third option there.
They don't run. Okay, so that's the we talked about this. Who give a green light for a guy to be able to shoot? Because I've seen Jaden McDaniels damn near look like Kawhi. You know what I mean? Locking people down. He's a big 6'8", 6'9", lengthy defender. You know what I mean? But his mid-range and his three, especially his mid-range, is formidable. And his three-point shot has developed. So for me, when I look at it, you got to have the pecking order. Anthony Edwards, Karl-Anthony Towns, that's who you paid the most. But Jaden McDaniels, as a starter, got to get his 15. He got to get 15 points, 16 points. He's got to get plays called for him offensively. You can't tell that dude, just go lock him down, and we'll figure out a third option for six man Naz Reid or something like that. It's a waste.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We talk about it being a waste of talent right there when the dude can do more. And we've seen him go off and have 16, 20 something points out of nowhere because Cat is getting locked up or Anthony Edwards got doubles on him and they swinging the ball to him. Like, I hate to say it, Mike Conley Jr. is there to help run an offense. He ain't there to be the third option.
It
You know what I
seems
mean? He a
like,
veteran.
this last month, I'm looking at his last month and the month before it, when he does have those over 15 point games, it's versus teams that aren't that great either. So it's versus teams that are good, he kind of like is mediocre, or doesn't show up for. Like for instance, when he played the Bucks, only 8 points. Last night versus the Bucks, 2 points. Versus Orlando, 10 points.
Okay, but look what
Dallas,
you said.
11
But look
points.
what you're saying.
Yeah.
Bad teams have to work harder defensively, scheme wise. So a badder team is going to say, Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns, you two are not going to beat us. They're going to concentrate on those two. Good teams that think they have a solid defense across are going to play basketball. So
Yeah.
you have to run offense for that guy. They're like a Bucks team that had Mike Budenholzer. They ain't looking to do nothing special. We're going to run our zone defense. We're going to run zone or man concepts for certain guys. We're going to funnel. We're going to run what we run. You know what I mean? They're going to run what they run. But this, a team like, what's a team that's doing poor right now? But let's say like a Jazz team. A Jazz team. Yeah, you can say the Lakers too.
The
Lakers or the Jazz. They're not going to run an offense that's just like, hey, our defense is like, okay, we're just going to man up or we're going to do. No, we got to take away these two great players and make somebody else really beat us because we are not that good already. We have to work harder. So for me, all those numbers reflect is the teams that work harder on defense, he's getting his opportunities. The teams that are just naturally are already built to be good defending teams, they're not, they're like, hey, if y'all going to beat us and Anthony Edwards is going to beat us, what happened last game? You're going to take 12 3 or. You made
Yeah.
four, but you're gonna take 12. You better make six. You better make eight, because we're not giving you mid-range. We gonna stay right where we at.
Yeah. Let's move on to the other Western teams. I like OKC. I don't think
Yeah.
they're gonna. I don't have them winning it all this year. Although you said at in the pregame show, champion contention team.
Facts. MVP Shea.
I don't have the MVP. I give to you, Shea. Shea. I would put Luka up there still.
Yeah. No, I'm not diminishing
Yeah.
Luka, but you've got to give Shea more props than Luka right now for where his team is at, how young his team
Yeah.
is, the pieces around him. Like, yes,
They
his
look
general
good.
manager did better. His general manager did him a lot better than the other one.
I just think once OKC is deeper in the playoffs and they've run into a veteran team such as the Clippers, Nuggets, even for that matter, if you put the Lakers in there, I think they might struggle if they have to play them in a more veteran team in more experienced team in the playoffs. But if you have them playing like we talked about the Timberwolves or the Pelicans, the Mavericks, the Kings, the Suns. I think they would probably. I know the Suns have a lot of veteran players, but I think that I would take OKC over them. But right now, like I, you know what? I said even the Lakers. They might. I think Lakers would give them a trouble, hard time and trouble. But I think they'd even beat the Lakers. It's one of those where I just don't have them. Oh, I know they're in the standings at number two. I just don't have them in the playoffs beating the Clippers or the Nuggets right now. Now we've seen the Clippers completely fall apart, but the Nuggets or something else. They are also underperforming too, the Nuggets.
So they beat the Clippers twice already. They have two wins over the Clippers the two times that they played them. So they 2-0 against the Clippers this regular season. That's with James Harden, all their pieces in there. They're 1-1 with the Lakers, or they're 2-0 against the Lakers. So we've beat them, but we've really beat them because we've maximized Anthony Davis on
Yeah.
Chet, and that taking getting Chet out of there, they go to a smaller center who's not really a rim protector, shot blocker like that. So, wait,
I
I'm sorry.
just,
They're 2-1 against the Clippers. They're 2-1.
yeah, I just think over 7-game series, I'd take the Clippers. Nothing against, I just think it, deeper in the playoffs, just inexperience. And the Clippers, we've seen Clippers fall apart though, so.
I couldn't take him. You know why? Because we talked about this, Cam, a little bit in the pre-show. Younger guys are playing better because they're having to deal with a lot of the stuff that they're being trained as professionals younger. So guys that have been on AAU teams and all that other stuff in high school and gotten a college and played a year at college, they're really being trained like professionals. So we should start seeing younger teams and younger guys be MVPs, win championships. It doesn't have to be all this guy's right in his prime. Like you talked about Shea being 25, hitting his prime. That's great, but his teammates around him aren't. A lot of those dudes are 22, 23. Some of them are 25. I feel like age has nothing to do with it anymore. Because we're developing, these athletes are getting developed at such a young age that by the time they're 18, 19, skill wise, they haven't grown and matured all the way into their full adulthood, you know, their full body, but they're ready to be pros. So I could see OKC easily knocking off, I should say easily, but knocking off a Clippers, knocking off a Denver team, or knocking off a Lakers team,
They're
or any of these teams.
and I was wrong. The Denver Nuggets are 1-3 versus OKC. OKC's 3-1 versus them, but it's very close games as well.
Great games. Great games.
If it gets, I think it's one of those where, as much as I want to be an OKC fan, it's coming down to, do I trust, what team do I trust more in the playoffs? And it's based off of probably what I've seen in the past. And now what's going on now doesn't mean they're not good. I have more faith in Denver. I have more faith in the Clippers to do that. I don't have more faith in the Timberwolves or the Pelicans or the Mavericks or the Kings to beat them, the Suns. No, Lakers, I'm like, yeah, hold on here. Just because I've watched so many Laker games, I'm like, there's a little biasy there. But yeah, I think they'll be a good, like I said, at the beginning of the year, they're not gonna be a play-in team, they're gonna be a playoff team. And look where they're at there too.
I'll be real with you. The two teams for the Western Conference that need to turn it on, because like obviously we're a Lakers fan, so Lakers need to. But is Phoenix and Sacramento, like Golden State just got they going through it. They got to figure some stuff out contractually. They got to figure some stuff out
Yeah.
rotation with guys. I think this year is chalked up for them. Not saying they're horrible, but they're gonna waste this whatever Steph Curry going crazy year is. They're gonna waste it. It's wasted. They're not. I don't think they're gonna jump up and just start killing teams. They're on a 3-game winning streak, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if Curry can hold that consistently, and I don't know if his role players and guys around him can play that well all the time. So I think for who's getting paid, I shouldn't say the most, but who's got these super teams and who's got this roster that's supposed to be championship roster, Sacramento Kings didn't do a lot, you know what I mean, in the trade deadline. They
No, they
kept
did
most
not.
of their This is a team returning from last year. Guys should be veterans. Guys should be playing better. Same thing with Phoenix. Y'all got Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and, well, Bradley Beal hurt again, his hamstring again. But y'all got those three big guys. Y'all made some rotation moves to get better veterans in there, or I should say better veteran, but more stable veterans. Y'all 33-24. Y'all got to turn up. They got to turn up and get the sixth seed or a fifth seed.
And I would agree with you. The Kings, they're inconsistent. They lose versus teams like the Pistons out of nowhere. And I'm like, you can't, like, you're at home and you lost versus the Pistons. You can't lose those games at all. So I agree with you. They need to turn it up. The one team I think are they going to be pretenders or contenders at this point is the Pelicans. They're sitting there at the fifth seed. Are they pretenders or
Pretenders,
con they're pretenders?
pretenders, pretenders. That team got to do some soul searching in regards to what we really want to do, because I get it. You got Zion. Zion not even getting you double digit rebounds. He barely getting eight, barely getting six. I get it.
He getting buckets though.
You get the great second jump and all that, but he don't shoot. So all him and Valanciunas sitting down there clogging lanes. Are you telling Valanciunas, come on out here and shoot threes and mid and be high post or almost on the block, but further out so Zion can have a driving lane like Giannis? They basically trying to do it. Milwaukee does with Giannis with Zion, but they ain't got that kind of pieces around him.
What's interesting about them is they are actually perfectly where they're supposed to be. So if you look at like who they played and who the teams they beat, they're very consistent on beating the bad teams. Like the Kings are not pretty, they're not consistent. You don't know what's going to happen in the Kings games. But the New Pelicans are really consistent at beating the bad teams. And then versus good teams, it's one of those where they frequently lose more. And it's like the perfect where the world where they're like seated perfectly at 5, 6, and 7. Just because they're like, yeah, we beat all these bad teams, such as, the Jazz. I'm gonna put Jazz as a bad Jazz. They'll beat Memphis, they'll beat Portland, they'll beat Houston, they'll beat Washington, and then they'll lose versus a decent team or a good team, such as Miami this last game, which we saw that what happened there. But
Good old Jimmy Butler providing us with all the entertainment he can. Him and Najee Marshall.
And they'll lose versus Boston and Milwaukee in the OKC, but then they'll come back and they'll win versus Utah, and then they'll play Charlotte and they'll win versus Charlotte. So it's like They're like right in the middle of the road of,
I
hey,
pretenders. They pretenders.
we know how to beat the bad teams, but the good teams
Your
we struggle with.
question was, are they a championship team? And if you just answered your
That's
own
true.
question, they lose to the good teams more than they win. They
Yeah.
are pretenders. They are going to lose in the playoffs.
Yes.
Playoff, ready to exit, coach. I'm ready to exit this playoff now.
Where do you have the Mavericks at with Kyrie coming back into play? He's been out for a while. He's coming back and playing with the team. They're sitting at the sixth seed. Luka is doing
If they
his
play the
thing,
Suns,
but
they can advance, but I think that's it. I think the Suns is the cap. If you really
I
want me to say it, this if they play the Suns the first round, they'll be going to the second round.
mean, they're on a win streak. 7 games in a row.
Do you believe in PJ Washington Trey putting them over the top? Okay.
No.
You believe in Kyrie being the finisher, though, and Luka being the starter.
Yes.
Luka can get them hot. Kyrie can finish the games in
Yes.
regards to. So I say that makes them a playoff team. I don't think they can get very far with just those two because at some point, other guys got to make big shots and got to have big games. Like Luka gonna get you his triple double, whether it's 20, 10, and 11 or whatever, 13 or whatever. Kyrie gonna get you at least 20 to 30 some points offensively, and then sprinkle in assist and rebound, steal, stuff like that. But you're gonna need a guy who can knock down big buckets. And I don't know if they have a guy over there. Maxi Kleba had did it in the regular season. They got some guys over there, but they've been rotating between like Maxi Kleba, David Bertans,
The thing
PJ.
is
Like they keep rotating these forwards.
their big time bucket person, which is Tim Hardaway Jr. And when I mean
He
big
there.
time bucket, I mean knockdown shots. He's there, and it's
He
one of
just ain't
those
doing
where it's like he doesn't do it consistently.
Yeah.
So if that's your third option,
They got Jalen. They got some. I think his name is Jalen Hardy, something Hardy. He's nice. I like that guard. He's been knocking down big shots. So it's hard to say. They got another dude, something green. The
Josh Green.
Mavs are a, yeah, Josh Green. The Mavs is 50-50. We don't know what the Mavs will bring. I just think right now I could see them getting in a second round. I don't see them being conference champions. I don't see them going to the NBA finals. I just don't. I think they cap his second round. It gets a second round. That's where they lose. Especially if they get to the
Yeah.
Suns the first round, they'll get past the Suns.
All right,
Luka.
the teams at the bottom of the playoff playing games, you have Lakers and Golden State Warriors. I think we both agree they need to turn it on. They need
Oh,
to
facts.
turn it on to stay into the playing games, because the Jazz can come nipping at your heels and might get in there. So
They better not. They better not do that much nipping. If they do that much nipping, Darvin Ham really got to get up out of there and we got to trade. You got to get rid of AD then. Let's just rebuild. Let's go
I
full
think,
rebuild, get picks.
honestly,
Get it right, Genie. Get it right.
if we don't make the playoffs, if we just make the playoffs, play in games, even if we make the play in games and then make the playoffs, I think Genie's got to go still rebuilding, because your players are
You
just
think,
getting older.
yeah,
It's time to
AD got
move
to
on.
go. Do you think Darvin Ham got to go?
Yeah,
I think Ham got to go now.
you completely start over.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
talking about
We scorch earth. You're talking
you
about
don't
scorch earth.
you don't even give LeBron a contract.
Scorch earth. Scorch earth.
You
That's
don't even
scorch
give him an
earth.
offer. You let him go. Let AD go. You let Ham go. You bring in somebody else to start everything over. And Rui will be your new number one with Austin Reeves.
Austin and Rui, keep them. I will say this though, the one team I do want to see get in the playoffs, I don't know, I want to see this team do well is Orlando Magic. I don't like their owners and all that other stuff because of political stuff that they did,
They've
but
been
the
falling off.
players, I want the players to have some playoff success. I want them to get in, and I want them to have a good playoff series. That's it. That was my last one.
All right, Irv, do you want to do personals real quick?
Personals. What happens? I should say, what happened to common sense in this world? Like common sense just gone. You see stuff with students, you see stuff with just normal people, and they just like, how can I put this? You ever see someone pushing a door and they say pull?
Yeah. I can't
And you
say I
go,
know.
and you like, I know you've been tired, but like someone like ain't not really figuring it out. They like getting frustrated, like what's wrong with this door? You pushing it and they say pull. So just pull it. Don't push it. Pushing is keeping it there. Pull it. And you go and do it, and like, oh, I'm dumb. And you're like, ah, you're right. Like, it's just little things like that. Or, you get in your car, you driving. I was driving on the freeway yesterday. This young lady was doing her makeup. And I was like, oh, okay. I've seen women do their makeup in the car. I'm like, oh, not a big deal. Nothing to it. But common sense would have said, don't put your eyeliner on while you gonna get into the next lane. Just comment like your eye. Like I could see you doing lip gloss and, you know, maybe looking over, but you got your whole eye dotted up. And I'm looking at you coming into my car. So I had to speed up to keep from getting hit. Didn't even Cam. I not even look. Just when you do that little eye blink, they did that little eye blink
Yeah.
and was like, oh, okay, I'm fine. And just kept it pushing. Didn't even have the sense of awareness. I almost had an accident. I almost hit another car. So I'm just like, team common sense gotta come back. We gotta get some common sense around here. This world needs some more. Just it's getting a little bit too thick in it. Excuse me's, thank you's, pleases, they manners is leaving. And it just kind of like wiping stuff down at the gym so you don't get sick. Or other people don't get sick. Just do it. It's common
Yeah.
sense. That's why they have the water bottles and all this other stuff. And just wipe it down. Don't just leave your sweat and your nastiness on it. Just that's my thing. What about you before we get out of here?
Nah, I got nothing. Let's get on out of here.
All right, sorry. Let's get out of here, Cam. Go ahead and take us out. Sorry, promotions. We'll get to you next week and also movie of the week. I'll still keep watching it. It's a series on Peacock. So, Cam, go ahead, get us out of here.
All right, that's gonna do it for episode 141,
I'm
and we'll
4-1.
make sure you make somebody smile, and we'll catch you all next week. All right, see you all later. Bye.
Nice work.